Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It'd be a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. Otherwise, if it ain't that time, you might be listening to us on a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network. 24/7 for your ear holes, or you possibly downloaded us as a podcast at either iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the whole fucking world, crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple hours streaming at you live. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And to my fellow earthlings, I would like to say namaste, motherfuckers. Oh, yes. And with us in studio today, you get another horn flourish.
Oh, you
want
a?
I want another one. Another. Extra.
You want horns or a drum? Drum.
Oh, a drum roll. Oh, yes. Our friend Mary Manglaris.
Hi, everyone. Namaste.
You're a yoga teacher. Is that true?
What?
You teach yoga?
I do teach yoga to punk rock music.
Yeah. That's awesome.
How'd you get started in that?
I went through training just to learn it for myself. And people in my neighborhood that are all punkers wanted to take classes for me. So I decided to start doing it in a park to old school punk rock music.
Oh, that's cool.
And it gives me a chance to yell at them while I'm downward fucking dog.
A lot of F word in her yoga class. It's very strange.
A little less zen than I would say, than most of the places.
Spiritual on a different level.
What's the tramp stamp percentage of participants in punk rock yoga?
Tramp stamp?
100%.
No, we have a lot of dudes with tats and mohawks, and we have like the female mud wrestlers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Female mud wrestlers.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Is that a big group of people? I mean, is there a...
Not all of them come to it, but they do have a big... Like, they're called the Mud Queens out in...
The Mud Queens.
Yeah.
There's something like similar in here.
In Germany, they have that.
Right.
Nein! Oh, God! Bring the Mud Queens!
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us. At Crab Diving, one word.
Right.
C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-M, you know, spell it. It's going to be one of those days. Lots going on in the world. Lots going on in right-wing nut jobbery, ass baggery, and douche holery. We'd like to also give a shout out to our friends on the Twitter. Also, congratulations to Maggie Strong. Her show yesterday, Pretty Misandry, went off without a hitch. Went well, and that'll be running again tonight at 11 p.m. actually, if you missed it yesterday. So tonight on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for your ear holes. Then a couple of days it'll be out on that iTunes shit and stuff like that. Tonight, though, a brand new sparkle in episode of the Hollywood Hick.
Fuck y'all!
Brent Paris is working his fingers to the bone. He's got a new day gig.
It's bullshit.
And but he's not forgetting his audience. And he's recording his podcast.
Mary, have you ever heard the Hollywood Hick on iTunes or on the Crab Diving Network?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Well, a lot of pressure there. I don't know.
Let's listen to all the shows on the Crab Diving Network, right?
Absolutely.
Find them on crabdiving.com.
Crabdiving.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
You don't even listen to this show, do you?
I do. When I'm not working, I listen in.
Name one of our trademark segments. Name one. She can't.
It's a gotcha question. That's going to be actually one of the stories we're going to talk about.
Gotcha.
I listened to
the other day's episode.
Oh, really? The one you were on. I listened to the one I was on, please. That'd be ridiculous.
And then yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, you were sitting out there.
Exactly. So there you have it.
But she's our biggest fan, right?
I guess we can see what's going on in the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, November the 4th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post, it's a photograph apparently of a bunch of some of these refugees from the Middle East who are swarming into Europe.
Are they doing one of those sexy calendars or
kind of achy breaky heart is playing? They're line dancing.
Oh really? What torture?
On the way to Budapest.
Oh my God! I'd rather be waterboarded than made to listen to who sings that.
Miley Cyrus is dead.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Cyrus.
Yeah.
You're a hack.
Next stop, Austria, it says.
Yay.
Because unlike some of our friends here on the right, imagine this happening here.
Fuck you.
Germany has committed to accepting. The Mud Queens of Germany have agreed to accept.
Bring out the glass coffee table, comrade.
But they're going to take like 800 thousand refugees into Germany. They're welcoming them into the big German bosom.
Nine.
And they're going to help these people. Can you imagine that here?
Fuck you.
We had kids.
We have that.
We had little brown kids coming from El Salvador and Colombia and shit holes like that.
Ain't you got no white ones?
And the Republicans want to launch them back.
Right. Well, Pat, you forget that some of them are racists.
No.
And we have one of them running for president that said that all the Mexicans coming over here were in fact rapists.
That's not true. He said, I assume some of them are good people.
But most
some of them
are rapists. Now, the rapists, let's see. Let's name our rapists in America. Let's see. One's a prominent basketball player by the name of Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Yes. Roethlisberger.
Allegedly.
Michael Vick upon dogs. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Tremendous rapist. Who else? We got the guy we give fucking we give Oscars to all the time. What's his fuck? He's hiding.
Roman Polanski?
Yeah, rapist. We got a lot of rapists.
The refugee situation. Apparently a bunch of people, hundreds of people are gonna be walking from Budapest to Vienna.
Jesus.
It says an estimated 1,200 migrants and refugees set off on foot from a campsite.
Do you think they have the iPhone Fitbit?
Outside of the rail station in Budapest. And they're intending to walk west to Vienna. 150-mile journey.
That's a long way.
Yeah. We didn't go to Budapest. No.
No, we went to the store.
We went to Germany.
Just now?
Yeah. Yeah,
Mary,
we went to
I'm
get
gonna
beer.
Need you to go to Budapest, pick up a six-year Heineken. Get walking.
All right, I'm on it.
So there you go, the headline, the cheerful, wonderful headline over at the HuffPo.
Fuck you.
It's about this horrific.
Yeah,
that's migrant.
Horrible.
You can't call them migrants. You got to call them refugees because they are refugees. And that's one of the problems is that the right-wing dickbags over in Europe are the equivalent of our Tea Party cuntwads here.
Yes. Dickbags and cuntwads abound.
Want to classify these people as migrants instead of refugees. When they're leaving because they're bombing the fuck out of their neighborhoods, and Assad is gassing them.
Yeah, contend with that shit.
So these are refugees. They're not migrants. They're not hopping over the border looking to steal jobs from anyone, you asshole.
I mean, you know, think about an America where who's the nuttiest person running for president?
You can't put that on
say Ted Cruz.
Sure.
Let's say Ted Cruz is elected. He builds his little wall between here and Canada. Or is that Santorum? Wait, who wants to build the wall?
Walker is the one between here and Canada.
Better yet, Scott Walker is the czar of America. In 3-4 short years, there will be lines of refugees leaving this country.
Could not with a goat.
Fuck you. You know what I mean? And like, we're going to be swimming to Cuba. And we're going to need some nation to welcome us into their warm titties.
Well, one of the Canadians.
We would like compassion.
One of the Canadian types responded to Scott Walker talking about, you know, that's something we've talked about, you know, putting a fence up on that border, the northern border. And one of the Canadians was like, wait a minute, has Mr. Walker seen the numbers? We have a problem with you people coming to Canada right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. It's like, we want the wall.
Yeah, and by the way, stupid question. I don't care. Michigan, in fact, borders Canada. Wisconsin does not share a border, right?
No. There's the Upper Peninsula that nestles in between.
Oh, really? So there is a border?
No, there is a Wisconsin border.
Right.
That
just shows you our arrogance. We think that Canada wants to send people over here, but we want to keep them out. Canada, they don't want dick to do with us.
Right.
No.
What do? We come over there?
Oh, no. There is no Wisconsin border on Canada.
Oh, well. The more you know, guys.
Because the UP and then Minnesota. I don't think Wisconsin touches Canada.
Summon the cartographer. Grow a new map. Draw a new map.
Grow a new map. There you go. You learned something here on crab diving.
I don't know. How many people listening do you think actually learned that? Or like,
they're like, those dumb fucks don't know that Wisconsin doesn't touch Canada.
Yeah. We just lost a listener.
Yeah, right. Outraged. The cartography nuts. Let's dumb it down. Flip your calendars back to the 1400s, maybe the 1500s. Let's see what's going on over on the monosyllabic Drudge Report. Also, March of the Migrants is the headline there, and it's a photograph of what looks like a highway,
right,
in either Hungary or Germany. I don't know. I can't tell which, but it's hundreds and hundreds of people walking kind of on the side of the highway.
Do you ever play that game when you're driving? It's a driving game, so I don't know if it translates to walking. You ever play I Spy, and you start with like the letter A?
Sure.
And you have to look out the car and spy something that starts with the letter A?
Yes.
Maybe they're playing that. As they walk.
I've got an M.
So maybe not.
That's the headline over at both places.
Fuck you.
Now, we also have got to follow up.
Crab diving follow up.
On a couple of stories from yesterday. As of a few minutes before this program, ladies and gentlemen, the situation in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, God.
Is still tense in a neighborhood where a fucking king cobra is still slithering around loose.
Now listen, you're making a joke of this. You think this is ridiculous, but you live.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Live next to a guy, it's like, hey, knock, knock, knock. You know how that lady door is always her cat's always getting out.
You know, there's that.
What if that's a cobra?
I would think that big building, kitty corner to Crab Diving Studios. I don't want to give away our location.
No, absolutely not.
But
get doxxed.
Yeah, I would think there'd be somebody living in that building.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I can't even. Have you ever gone in the Amber Alert registry, or what is it, sex registry thing, to see who
sex offender registry?
Yeah, I've never done that for this neighborhood.
You see who's easy?
You can't even see the name of the block.
Right.
Like red dot. Red dot. Red dot. Red dot.
LA's in red. The whole place. Right. But I mean, I imagine how many fuck sticks around here, unlike snakes and exotic animals.
Yeah.
We don't even know about. Oh, I can't. I can't even get to imagine marginals.
Remember that that snake nut that you pissed off on Facebook.com/ crab diving.
Yes.
You posted something about, it was another story of this, where some fucking snake got out.
Yeah.
And they were trying to find it. And you're like, we don't need these as pets. We just don't need these.
It's mental illness is what it is. It's straight up. Like, if you own a reptile and you think it loves you, it doesn't. It doesn't,
no.
Right? They don't think like that.
It's just like, you're lucky you're keeping me fed, or you would be.
I'm the vegan.
The vegan over here is like, snakes have feelings, dickhead. Right. What are those Converse made out of? Any animal products?
No. Okay.
No, wait. No, do you think snakes have feelings?
Absolutely, I do.
What do you think they feel?
Well, I think snakes have feelings too, but
happiness.
I don't think loyalty to their owner is one of them.
Well, it depends how nice that owner is.
If you keep them fed, then they don't view you as.
But you know
a food
how
source.
You know how Kate always wants to see you and jump in your lap.
Yes,
and is happy when you come in a room.
Yes.
Do you think
No.
Komodo dragon gives two
no,
shits.
No, unless you're waving or not a frozen rat around.
Right. So it's mental illness if you have one of these as a pet. It's like, daddy didn't love me enough. And you know, snake people are always like, I have a snake. Look at my snake. They brag. It's to show other people, look what I have in my house. I'm special.
Well, you don't need to walk your snake.
Love me.
Yeah. Right? I mean, the people wear them like a boa, pun intended.
A walk the snake.
It's just
what are we
necessary.
Talking about again?
Snakes.
It's animals shouldn't be fashion accessories.
No, not at all. And they should not.
Like the people that have tarantulas, too.
Oh, straight up mental illness again. Marginal people.
There was a guy who came into the coffee shop one time in Venice.
Oh, right.
Who had a tarantula.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
As a pet. Yeah.
That's weird.
I got on a train on – I was in New York a long time ago. I got on the subway at Queens, and this idiot had a fucking boa constrictor around his neck, and then somebody brought a dog in, and that snake perked up.
Right? Some little Lhasa Apso is going to be like, strangled to death while dad's sucking on a latte.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. What have we got here? We've got a bunch of reactions. That's the first follow-up here.
Crab diving follow-up.
We can't not talk about poor languishing Christian Kim Davis, who is rotting in jail.
Oh, right.
In the somewhere in Kentucky. And the expected reactions that we've gotten, we said yesterday, 15 out of the 17 clown car lunatics, the Republican candidates for president, have sided with her, basically. Fuck the law. Christianity should be the law of the land. And the only two of them.
How unfun would that be?
Carly Fiorina and Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Have seemed to have flashes of logic.
Right.
And realize that, you know, the law is the law. You can't do it.
I think every gay person, lesbian person that wants to get married for whatever fucking reason, I think they should all go do it in Kentucky right there in that office.
Oh, yeah.
Have a line out the fucking door.
Absolutely. It should be the gay mecca, right? It should now be the gay wedding mecca.
I want to open up like a leather store right next door to that courthouse. You know, like Leather Daddies R Us or something.
Did you see what they did to
Assless Chap Special?
Somebody bought a house right across from the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas. And painted it rainbow colors, and it's like a
that's
like
great.
It's like a for lesbian and gay and transgender LGBTQIAEIEIO kids who are it's an outreach center,
right? Jeez, why would you want to put them right across the street from those homophobes though?
To put a screw to the homophobes.
Oh, I know.
But then they got to see that
kids.
Then they got to see the banners. Yeah, roast fags or something like that.
See, I think the only way to sort of cure homophobia is we've talked about this before on previous episodes.
Mandatory gay friends.
Yeah, if you're gay or a lesbian, you have to register with the government, like you would for selective services, and you have to put in time to be one of these.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, you have to be one of these idiots' gay friends.
Why are you torturing the gay people, making them be friends with these asshole homophobes?
It's not fair. I agree with you. But this is the only way these people will gain empathy. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be a friend to some bigot down there. So, in fact, you'll humanize. It will humanize.
Right.
You know what I mean? somebody will actually have a gay friend and be like, oh, I can't say this homophobic shit because Ernie over here is my buddy. That makes me feel bad.
That's bullshit. I don't think that's going to work. Ryan no longer gets to run for president.
thanks, Negative Nancy. Jeez. In fact,
I mean, that is fantastic.
Do you think it's a great idea?
I mean, oh, yeah. That's great.
conscripted friendship.
Imagine if you live in like West Hollywood, you got a sweet pad in West Hollywood in a great little area. All of a sudden, you get your postcards like, you have to report to Dothan, Alabama at 12 p.m. next right. week and hang out with Bubba. You have to go bowling with Bubba. Yeah. Oh, fuck this.
Time to go play bridge with Kim Davis again.
Right. Oh, God.
In fact,
bridge.
Not everyone is sticking by her. The aforementioned Westboro Baptist Church.
Fuck you.
Tweeted out. Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving.
Oh, yes. My eyes are peeled.
The
on it.
Westboro Baptist Church itself tweeted out in yes. reaction to. The Christo Nut in Kentucky.
Yes.
Kim Davis wouldn't like it at Westboro Baptist Church. We obey man's law as well as God's. Hashtag just saying.
What? They don't make any sense. I feel better when Westboro Baptist is their normal home.
Right.
We obey man's law. I thought the whole point was like they whip out Bible verses and God is the ultimate authority and shit. I didn't think they could.
But they're also, you know, there's a lot in there. Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So Jesus yes. was like, you know, you follow God's law, but you got to follow the law of man.
Okay.
So they apparently embrace that section.
Wow. Progressive.
Hmm.
But they still want gay people to die.
Well, sure. And they don't want them to get married. But the fact that it became the law of the land, I guess the yeah. Westboros, I guess if you want to go get gay married.
I honestly think that's a mistake, dude. I think they fucked up. I think somebody got a hold of their Twitter or something.
And that, they were hacked?
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Satan hacked us.
I mean, they protested the funeral of gay soldiers.
Well, they're heinous.
But at the same
point. Not even gay soldiers.
They think they should have the right to get married.
Well, we're right.
The United Baptist. Gay States of America.
Yes. Tweet us at Crab Diving. Explain yourself.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Oh, gay God, please grant us serenity. And lube.
We've got a clip, in fact, in a second or two from that gentleman, Mr. Rick Wiles, okay. is ringing in on what he thinks is going on with the whole Kim Davis situation.
No, let me guess. Nice. He's a big fucking martyr.
Yeah.
So stupid.
But first, let's play a few seconds of they found Kim Davis's husband. Joe Davis. Here's the story now.
They're estranged.
She was married to the same guy twice. This has been hard right. to pin down.
Okay.
She married this dude second and fourth.
Gotcha. In between this dude and the other one, there was another penis, correct?
Married to another penis.
Okay.
We don't know what she's got going on.
All right.
How the fuck did she get four husbands and I've only had one?
Well, if you move this operation down to Kentucky,
oh my God,
you'd be so busy. You'd set up a drive-thru.
Even the lesbians would want to marry you.
Oh, man.
Okay, go ahead.
So they found Mr. Davis standing outside the courthouse with a big yellow sign.
Fuck you.
With a Sharpie written
yellow.
Message that said, "Welcome to Sodom and Gomorrah."
Oh, God.
No way, I got to play it.
Right? Oh, yeah. It's the best song. It's my favorite Bill Cooper song. Cities full of what and lust?
Something and hate, sin and lust.
Oh, hate, sin and lust.
Yeah.
What is it? Sodom and Gomorrah, cities with one name you can trust. That is an odd lyric. The fuck does that mean? That sounds like something you might hear at a used car place.
Yeah, I think it
what
rhymes
name you
with
can
lust.
Trust. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Eh.
They could have used gust. Or...
Right. I don't know.
Whole bunch of different words. But Joe Davis, the husband of the Kentucky clerk, they found him waving a sign around, said, "Welcome Sodom and Gomorrah."
He spelled both of those right, Sodom and Gomorrah correct?
He did.
Whoa.
He may have had help. I don't know. They are Bible waivers.
He had help.
This country is going to go to Hades in a handbag. he says, as my daddy says,
oh God,
even a dog has a better sense than the government.
I love dogs. Why? What is this thing with dogs? And people are always the negative things compared to dogs. Fuck this guy.
Fuck you and your dog discrimination.
Yeah. I who would you rather hang out with?
Oh, are you kidding?
This guy or a beagle?
God. Here, you want to hear a little bit of this rocket science?
You have a clip.
A few seconds.
Sweet.
Of Joe Davis, the second and fourth husband of the three-time divorced Kim Davis.
Sexy.
Currently rotting in jail.
How long?
Oh, wait.
Therapy stay in jail.
Hold on a second. I can't adjust the volume. It's only on or off here, which is pretty cunty. I hate that.
How long is your wife prepared to stay in jail?
As long as it takes.
Now, they called her, they were going to call her back into court yesterday, and her attorney spoke on her behalf. Why not agree to authorize her deputies to do it if she's not there? Why is it important for her to stand her ground?
Because if she authorizes, she agrees and approves of this. And we don't agree, we don't approve.
Even if her deputies start issuing the licenses, that means that she agrees and approved to it, and we don't agree, we don't approve.
This guy, the more questions this person is asked, the dumber he's going to come off.
No, absolutely.
He's a fucking idiot. Yeah. He's so fucking dumb. How did he hook up with someone smart enough to be a county clerk? I'm serious.
Twice.
Is he a really good looking dude or something? Or
Mary, is he an attractive gentleman?
I don't think so.
Let me see. I already lost it. That's him.
No thanks.
It was like a typical fucking redneck.
Right. And he even called himself that at one point. He says, I'm just nothing but a hillbilly.
Okay, well. Okay, listen, we all agree with you. You're nothing but a hillbilly. So, you know,
right.
I understand that there's some smarter people out there that might be more enlightened on political issues.
But this morning,
you sound like a dick, but damn.
After the ruling, her husband was among those who weren't happy. He was quoted as saying, tell Judge Bunning,
fuck you.
He's a butt.
That's a zinger.
Wow, zinger.
A lot of people were carrying signs that said sodomy is sin. Some people had screaming through loudspeakers and megaphones. So there you go. But this morning, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
hell split open,
right,
and we've all been flipped over,
apocalypse,
and had our starfishes violated.
I like it. I mean, stop.
A couple of gentlemen went to the Rowan County clerk's office this morning.
Tyranny.
Yes.
And they handed over their money and they received a marriage license from one of her deputies. It's like, I ain't going to jail.
What happened? Yeah. What happened when they did that? I mean, did anything happen?
So far,
did the sky turn pink and rain come all over?
Rainbow colored, yeah.
We're being hit with a sleeman storm. I can't take it no more.
We've got a little bit of a reaction from Our Lady of Eternal Butthurt.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, God, this guy is a straight up.
This is Todd Starnes
dick.
With Fox News Radio.
Ugh.
Today, Christians are being persecuted.
So wait,
in a million different ways.
For real, he is a part of the Fox News operation.
He is a Fox News commentator.
Fucking nuts.
A pundit. And he's on Fox News Radio.
Pundit.
Here's a little bit of Todd Starnes, who it has been demonstrated and proven.
Yeah.
Has fraudulently written about some of these alleged attacks on Christianity, like the amazing coincidence we covered here on crab diving. when his book came out,
right?
Christians are getting fucked, whatever the his latest tome
was. Was it a pop-up book?
And small words.
Was it a choose your own adventure?
But it's the, you know, Christians are being persecuted. They're getting rid of God, and we're all going to turn to communist Muslims.
Yummy.
And right within that period that he was doing his tour for his book,
right,
you'll recall there was a story of a little girl who was persecuted beyond mention because she was told at lunchtime she couldn't read her Bible. And she's like a second grader, like 7 years old.
Right. Get that out of here.
Todd Starnes goes on Fox News. He's like, this girl was told that she couldn't read the Bible even on her time. And oh, they're taking Christianity out of the schools.
Oh, yes.
And it turns out that the little girl, I'm sure this is just a coincidence, but the little girl is the daughter of the publisher of his fucking book about Christian persecution. What a coincidence that that girl is the one little kid in the nation who happens to be told at lunchtime that she can't read her Bible. And then they found out the teacher that she described that told her she couldn't do this does not exist.
This is bullshit.
There were no teachers unaccounted for during that lunchtime. They made it up. They lied.
That's bonkers.
They lied, and they convinced the little girl to buy into it.
God, evil to include a child in your bullshittery.
Right?
They're the lowest.
But you never heard that follow up from Todd Starnes. You never heard the part where
he retracted.
Where the school was like, we thoroughly investigated. There's no way possible,
right,
that this girl had this happen to her. And it's your lunchtime. Read your fucking Bible.
What did you want him to do? Issue an apology for lying?
Right. Maybe put out the right facts?
But
say, here on Fox News, we're fair and balanced.
How dare
you? We're
going
to correct this story that we had before.
He doesn't need to ask you for forgiveness. He already asked, his fuck upstairs?
I'm sorry, Lord, for lying so that we can make hundreds of thousands of dollars more in your name.
Did he give the money back?
Right. Yeah. Here's little Todd Starnes on American Family Association Today.
Vomit.
With host Crane Durham.
Big Dick Crane Durham, guys.
Does it sound like a porn name?
Oh, yeah.
Crane Durham.
Are you familiar with the work of Crane Durham?
I'm Crane Durham. I specialize in bukkake scenes.
Oh, my God.
That's his specialization?
Yeah.
And the Academy Award for best.
It's got like a nozzle at the end. You can adjust it like a shower head. He can spray. He can stream.
By the way, my mom texted in. She said she's listening today.
Hey, Lydia, how you doing? Right. So here's a little bit of Todd Starnes on the American Family Association Today, AFA Today, with host Crane Durham talking about the affront on Christianity, the war on Jesus that happened yesterday.
We're issuing a warning now to anyone who defies gay marriage, anyone that is working in a public job, a public position, they will receive the same fate as Mrs. Davis if they do not comply with the law.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. he's got that part right.
We understand.
If there's anybody else that are clerks out there that aren't giving out gay marriage certificates or just marriage certificates,
are doing your job,
good people.
Exactly. How do you even get arrested? I would think your boss would come and say, hey, this thing we're paying you to do, you're not doing it now. So now we have to find someone else that will do it.
Right.
Get a new job, dickhead.
Absolutely. Another example people brought up was, well, what if someone elects a Muslim clerk, who decides that women can't drive?
Obama, right?
I'm not giving out driver's licenses anymore because I don't believe that women in the Quran says women should.
Or
so
what?
No license is for you.
Yeah, yeah. Or what if somebody elects
that they all have accents? I apologize.
That's our
Muslim friends.
That's a great Muslim accent. Perfect. Or what if some commie, pinko, liberal, effete, hippie like myself is elected and I don't want to give out gun licenses because I don't want to get shot in the fucking face?
Or Quaker.
Yeah.
Quaker,
they're
pacifists. I can't give you a gun license. It's against my religion.
Didn't we have a Quaker prez?
Nixon?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
A little more Quaker.
Here is a little bit more of Todd Starnes.
I wrote about this in my book, Godless America. I warned people.
That was it, Godless America.
Oh, God, what a hack. What a fucking
get
cheap
it? He took
hack.
The B off bless. Godless America. Ha-ha.
Full of faith that this kind of stuff was coming. Now we know that it is here. And this is a very dangerous and very disturbing development. But quite frankly, you know what? We all knew, Crane, those of us who read our Bibles, we all knew that there was a time coming in this country where the persecution would happen.
And I've oiled myself up and I'm rolling around on the floor.
Please,
in anticipation of it right now.
I got to tell you, I wish we would have known that was coming. I would have laid down some plastic. Polyurethane.
And it seems as
what do you think, Todd Starnes' safe word is?
Oh, Jesus.
Donkey.
Donkey.
The N word.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least in the case of Mrs. Davis, that time is right now.
Hey, and final question regarding the legislature. Have you heard anything from the legislature in responses? I know.
Haven't you heard anything from the legislature in response? These Crane. Guys are-
Crane Durham.
They're no Fraser Crane, these broadcasters.
I'm listening.
This is breaking news, but anyone in the Kentucky State Legislature that has responded to this?
We have not, and we know that they were trying to work on that legislation, and I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things we talked about, I didn't include this in our story, but Mrs. Davis told me they saw this coming in January. And they begged and pleaded with lawmakers in Kentucky, at the Kentucky State Capitol, to do something, to pass some sort of legislation.
I think in other states they have tried to pass stuff, but it's not going to fly.
Right.
Where they're like, they're switching the duties, like somebody else does it.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. They're doing their fucking damnedest to not allow gay people to get married.
It's so stupid.
That would protect clerks. And she told me she reached out to every single lawmaker, and she only heard back from one.
Ah!
One lawmaker.
Who was it? Hitler Face McGee?
I hope that the folks listening to this program in Kentucky will call their state legislators and their representatives right now and demand they take action to protect other Christians in the state of Kentucky. Otherwise, I suspect the jails are going to start filling up pretty quickly.
Oh, God, the nerve!
They're going to start chucking. How many fucking clerks are there?
And the other thing...
And it's about fucking time.
How many are there? There's one per county. Every county has its own jail. They are large people, some of them.
Yeah.
But... how are the jails going to be filling up?
We can't afford to feed any more of these homophobic clerks. And the nerve of some right-wing nut job white asshole talking about he's worried that the jails are going to be filled with his people.
With his people.
Oh, really?
If they're assholes, they will be.
Right. And should
seriously.
Be.
Yeah.
Get the innocent people out of those jails.
Yeah, the guys who got pulled over for being black,
right,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Having a joint.
And
we can't put no white people in jail.
I've got a little bit. We played a clip of him a little earlier. None other than Rick Wiles. What organization is Rick Wiles again? He's True News. Is that his?
Oh, yes.
The True News. Radio,
true Starfish
and
News,
and ridiculous TV show on the YouTube that he has.
Bullshit took a 69.
Here is a little bit of Rick Wiles.
Fuck you.
After the events of yesterday, you can imagine.
Oh, is he upset?
he's a little.
Hand me my crying towel.
Tiny little bit riled.
Kim Davis's imprisonment is only the beginning of the reign of terror by the Obama-nista communist regimes.
Wait a minute, you missed Obama-nista.
Is that what he just said? Yeah. I missed that part.
The Obama-nista communist.
The beginning of the reign of terror by the Obama-nista communist regimes. Gay Stapo.
Gay Stapo. Yeah, honestly.
The Obama regime, the Obama-nista regimes. Gay Stapo.
They're coming Amazing. For your young, straight, white male boy.
They're dressed really well in black fetching uniforms.
Knock, knock, knock. It is a Gestapo! Yeah. We are coming for your sons!
Yeah. Prepare your starfish.
We will...
Heterosexuals.
We have uniforms for them.
Right. You put a little Hitler mustache on every anus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You must trim so that you have a little mustache at the bottom of it.
What size ball gag?
If I'm right about America being Mystery Babylon, eventually the blood of the saints must be spilled in the streets. Martyrdom.
Oh my fucking god.
This is his time, everyone. This is Rick Wiles' prom.
Let me ask you guys a question. How many big, fight, fat, white fucking rednecks with their fucking ass glued to the couch? Football season starting, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Watching football. How many of them are going to get off their ass, go into the street, and spill their blood in martyrdom for the sake of fucking marriage?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Zero.
Zero.
It's not going to be any bloods. Who's he calling for? He's a fucking idiot.
Must be spilled in the streets. Martyrdom of Christian saints is one of the attributes of Mystery Babylon in the last days. When Babylon's economy collapses, so too will its old constitutional republic framework.
What
will ensue in the aftermath of a massive economic collapse will be bloody and brutal tyrannical repression of Christianity.
This is so a couple of lesbians can get a piece of paper
the last
in
day of
Kentucky.
Babylon.
And this is what's happening as a result.
It sounds like he's reading
the opening
to like some shitty sci-fi novel or something. It was the last days of Babylon. Blood, martyrdom,
Mystery spilling. Babylon.
Starvation.
In brutal, tyrannical repression of Christianity by the Jesus-hating homosexual Gestapo.
Prepare the jizz cannon!
Jesus-hating homosexual Gestapo. Oh, that's
this is
amazing.
Nuts.
Brilliant.
Wait, who is it? Is this? Is,
Rick Wiles.
Okay, I got dizzy for a second.
Jesus-hating homosexual Gestapo. Just like the militant homosexuals who terrorized Germany in the 1930s.
Oh, nine! Nine!
He loves that theory that the Nazis were actually secretly gay.
Oh, yes. Militant homosexuals. Militant butt-fucking.
Through the Nazis, the National Socialist Party. The Democratic Party is the new National Socialist Party, the Nazis.
Democrats are the new Nazis.
Prepare your cock.
Man.
Bernie Sanders is coming for your sons. He is. The Gestapo.
The big fireworks.
Oops.
I'm sorry.
Will begin soon.
The big fireworks.
Why do you think Chinese and Russian naval vessels are on the Pacific and Atlantic coast of America?
What?
The United States government is officially pro-homosexual.
The Chinese are amassing their aircraft carriers on the West Coast. They will invade us.
There was a decree from Denali.
Oh, yes.
Saying that we are now officially...
Prepare for a butt-fucking invasion, guys.
Pro-homosexual.
Oh, yeah.
Pro-baby killing. Pro-baby organ harvesting. The United States government puts Christian county clerks in jail.
When they don't follow the fucking law, yeah.
Guys, first thing I want to do is get Gary gay married, and then the second thing I want to do is harvest some fucking fetal body parts.
Absolutely.
Harvesting.
Kill all the babies.
Via the Gestapo.
Oh, yeah.
First you will give us your starfish, and then you will give us your fetus.
Harvest the fetus!
For refusing to solemnize sodomite marriages.
Wow.
As in the days of Sodom.
Wow.
That's a good solemnize sodomite marriages.
Solemnize sodomite
marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Toy boat.
Dude, I straight up have a crazy theater tongue twister. We used to sing.
Abortion one?
Yes, we used to sing this. I was, for anybody that gives a shit, I was doing a production of The Man of La Mancha. I played the Padre. And the music director. But we used to do this over and over again. And it's hard to say. Partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion. See? It's impossible.
Right. Oh man,
the Gestapo is coming. Hey, we gotta sandbag our assholes, apparently.
Yeah,
sandbag.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is a free bird running around the country as a candidate for president. The judge put the wrong woman in jail today. I say Hillary for prison in 2016.
Yeah. Hey, wait, wait.
This is driving them nuts. This is all over social media. Follow us on Twitter, Crab Diving on Facebook. Yourself. They're going nuts. That's the first thing they go for is, why is Kim Davis in jail and Hillary isn't?
Who do you think people hate worse in the South? If you ask them, they're like,
Who's worse?
Barack Obama, Barack Hillary
Obama,
Clinton?
Barack Obama.
Stalin?
Barack
Paul
Obama.
Pot,
Barack
Hitler.
Obama. Barack Obama.
No, wait. Is Clinton worse than Stalin? Is that what I'm learning? Because of this Emailgate thing? She stored an old server in her shitter?
No, sure.
So she's like Stalin?
She's second only to Obama.
Right.
You heard Rick Wiles.
Yeah.
So there you go, Rick Wiles.
God, it's insane.
The Gestapo.
I got a little excited. I don't completely understand the connection between the Chinese Navy and
there's recently there have been sightings. The conservatives are going batshit because recently there have been sightings off the, I'm sure it's off of the western coast, of Chinese ships or Russian ships that are outside in international waters, but near, you know, right away they're like, oh, they're coming for us.
Right. They don't care. No, why would China invade us? Do they hate us?
They're waiting for all the homosexuals to Cosby everybody. Right. And while we're all passed out, Cosby. Uncle Nipples is going to pull in.
Oh, yes.
And take
Uncle
over.
Uncle Nipples, hand me the bowl of ice cubes. I am taking off my shirt. You know, he cubes it up before he goes on. Remember that scene in, what was that movie? Horrible movie. Showgirls.
Yo.
Anybody remember that? Yeah. Remember that? Sure. That scene where that dude talks to the stripper, and before she goes on stage topless, he makes her rub ice cubes over her chest
to nip out.
I don't remember that. Actually,
you don't remember that in film appreciation class at DeVry Institute.
DeVry Institute.
DeVry.
Another
shout out.
Shout out to DeVry.
another reaction to the Kim Davis arresting,
yes,
and tossing into the jail is none other than former,
yes,
Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Do you like him? Do you find him attractive?
He's hot.
Not really. Do you like his pale, pallid, flesh-like, couch-like skin?
He'd be great in my yoga class.
He'd be great in bed. I mean, he'd be great as a bed.
He's gotten large again, right? Hasn't he?
Oh, do you think he's flexible? Does he do yoga?
I'm guessing no.
Punk rock yoga?
I don't ever want to see any video footage of that, though. Please, no.
I'm in a onesie.
How horrible. Mike Huckabee was, I don't know, giving an interview talking to some asshole. And Martha McCallum on fucking Fox News.
I never heard of her.
We've played clips of her before. She's, I think she was the one that said that that Obama doesn't like America. Oh, Obama wants America to fail. One of these or something.
He doesn't like America, but he spent his whole life trying to be president, or at some point he decided, I want to be president of a country he doesn't like.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Christian logic.
Gay couple walking out of the Kentucky County Clerk's office this morning, marriage license in hand, just hours after Kim Davis, the clerk who runs that office, was hauled off to jail for refusing to license same-sex marriages, citing her religious beliefs. Her attorney is saying that it's the first time in United States history that someone has been jailed for believing that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, right, because it was just legalized. Yeah. Gay marriage was just legalized nationwide.
Yeah.
So
right.
It probably would be the first time that yeah. someone is going to get arrested for refusing this.
Is this McCallum, this person?
This is Martha.
Hey, Martha, not for nothing, but if you want to, you can humanize those people that just walked out of the office. Gay couple walked out of no. office.
You can smell them.
God, they're two human beings, you fuckhead.
Right.
God.
And one of the guys was telling
asshole
the story. I think one of the guys who got married today,
yes,
or got the license today, said they weren't even sure if they were going to come back because the last time when they were refused, he was leaving, and there was a crowd outside that was jeering at them and laughing at them and saying, "Ha ha ha, faggot! You can get your you can get your marriage, you sodomite."
Burning hay.
Bunch of loving Christians outside. Mm. He said he started crying. He's like, I don't want to go back.
Of course.
Why do I want to go through this?
Why would you want to go through that? And then on top of that, the other asshole's like, well, hey, I'll drive you to a courthouse. Remember that one guy?
Casey Davis, yeah.
I'll drive you to a courthouse.
In the other county, he's like, I'll drive you to a different county.
Oh, you mean I get to sit in
your pickup truck
with some homophobe right. that hates that I'm alive,
right?
Does it take a nice long car ride with you?
We're gonna take a little detour to my church, God. If you don't mind. Somebody will hand you a couple of pamphlets.
Hey, you joke around, but what do you think goes on in the mountains of fucking Kentucky? Nothing good.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, you got snakes.
Sure. That was Georgia, wasn't it? From
Yes, how dare you? Really? Way to marginalize the fucking South. them rednecks in Georgia ain't nothing like them rednecks in Kentucky.
There are no religious liberties of conscience left for elected officials. And regular citizens are next.
Religious liberty is not
regular citizens are next. That is what they're saying. They're trying to scare the Christians. And right. I swear to fuck. If
I swear to fuck.
I mean, they're inciting some of these lunatics to violence.
Of course they are.
The judge, Bunning, is that his name? Yeah, Judge Bunning has been receiving threats,
dude,
from the warm and loving Christians.
Dude, that guy should have a fucking security guard or a big snake protecting him or something. It's terrifying. Listen,
there may be a cobra that they can grab somewhere in Orlando.
Oh, they're so fucking stupid.
They're becoming batshit crazy.
They are batshit crazy.
Unhinged. Though, absolutely unhinged.
Right.
Speaking of.
The rest of the country is all surprised at their homophobia just because we're hearing about it now. These people have felt like this for fucking ever.
Oh, sure.
They've been hateful forever.
Oh, yeah. It's just they're being forced into the... I was going to say 21st, 19th century.
Yeah. Good God,
and they don't like it. They don't like it.
Constitution voted on by 75% of the people. She has now been criminalized. She's being held without bail. I want you to think about this. Jeffrey Dahmer got bail. The Boston Strangler got bail. John Wayne Gacy got bail.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
and guess
chat
what?
Here.
All those people are more likable than that asshole.
Jeffrey Dahmer got $5 million cash bail.
And he didn't make bail, right?
He kind of couldn't come up with the money.
Yeah. Right.
And in other times, those other guys got bailed, and it was also an astronomical amount. Plus, this is the whole point. You can't bail yourself out of a contempt charge.
Yes.
That's the whole deal.
But isn't it – I mean, it's not a great – is it fair to say Huckabee's comparison isn't a great one?
Well, he's stupid.
He's stupid.
Kim Davis, because she followed her convictions, is put in jail and is not given bail. This is an unbelievable moment in American history, and I think it may wake people up because...
Martha, why aren't you fucking saying something, you alleged journalist?
Right, well...
Why aren't you saying, well, you know Governor Huckabee, actually...
Yes.
Here in America in after 1813
right.
We started giving people rights.
Fuck you. This is ridiculous.
And this woman is not being persecuted.
Who's next? Are pastors next?
There we go.
Florist, caterers, who else goes to jail before this is over? And the Supreme Court reached out into thin air and created a redefinition of marriage. There is no authorization from the Congress. The president has never signed a bill that enabled this idea of same.
He has no idea how our system works. And he's already he's one of these that shits on the Supreme Court. The other day he said,
I don't want to think about him shitting.
Something about them not being like not being an equal branch or something. They are. I kind of learned that in third grade.
No, didn't
right?
he, did he not see that Schoolhouse Rock shit? Came on every Saturday. No,
apparently he missed it.
Right.
Because he has no idea how our system works. They are kind of and government.
And you're right, man. They're just they're riling these idiots up. What's next?
Right.
Your pastors.
His
your
first
florist.
Your florist.
Oh, good Lord.
You
not
mean your
florist.
Your gay florist who probably doesn't fucking mind doing an arrangement for a gay fucking wedding, okay? Right. Stupid.
Sex marriage. And I think it's interesting in Tennessee yesterday, there was a judge that dismissed a divorce case. He said, if the court doesn't think the people of Tennessee are smart enough to know when a marriage starts and what it looks like, then I guess the court doesn't give us enough sense to know how to end one. So
did you hear about this? We were going to talk about this too.
Right.
This happened. Another just drizzling shit stain of an alleged jurist.
We have to get this show animated. Those images need to appear on screen somewhere. Do you imagine that? That shit stain that you drew that doesn't quite drizzle enough. One more time, okay?
The notes. Right. The notes that we give out on that
I got a lot of notes.
That hemorrhoid is too small, goddammit.
I don't know. Please. The hemorrhoid just sits there.
So this is some two people are going to get a divorce.
Yeah.
And a woman.
That's your God-given
in
fucking
Kentucky.
Right.
Now you're outraged.
Now there's a few people.
Now it's really time to party.
Let me tell you something. Don't you take that right away.
Seriously, no. Ever.
So Hamilton County Chancellor.
Oh my God. A what?
Jeffrey Atherton.
Chancellor.
I'm sorry. I guess they call him a chancellor.
Are we in middle fucking earth?
Right.
A chancellor.
Yeah. The grand lord of the forest.
Fuck you.
He denied a divorce petition.
No, bullshit.
Even after he heard from seven witnesses,
they hate
and
each other.
77 exhibits.
They, oh my God. I have a plethora of evidence that says these two people hate the fuck out of each other. Get out that divorce pad. Seven witnesses.
Oh, yes. They can't stand one another.
Yeah.
The couple, Thomas Bumgardner.
Hello, bum gardener.
Come garden my bum. And his wife, Pamela.
Pamela.
I don't know why they have to be British.
Hello, Pamela.
Pamela were married in 2002. They have no children.
Thank God.
They filed for divorce in September of 2014. What kind of a heinous system do we have?
Oh, God.
Citing irreconcilable differences.
They hate the living shit out of
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Born
of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. 4 days of testimony. Ryan, did you have to give 4 days of testimony for your divorce?
Oh, sure.
Mary?
Really.
Well, no, mine was in a different country and we just got papers.
A country? Yeah.
He's in a different country.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. He fled the country.
not only did I get divorced, but he like left the country.
Oh my God.
You frightened him off a continent.
Oh, shit.
I'm that good.
Okay. Wait, seriously.
There's some dude hiding in the Alps.
You got some foreign country divorce?
No. We got divorced here, but he was just in a different country.
Oh,
we
I
just
see.
Went through a mediator. Yeah.
They did it through Skype.
So the Bumgardners.
Bumgardner.
Hello, Bumgardner.
Hello.
Lord and Lady Bumgardner could not make it work.
So after 4 days of testimony.
Oh, God.
And
4 days.
77 exhibits of. I don't know what kind of evidence you would put into jizz stained towels, or I don't know. What
I don't know. I on the fourth day of testimony.
Ashley Madison account.
It would be like, I think there'd be too much heroin.
I hate her. Right. Your Honor.
I'm about to do more.
That's why I made these t-shirts that say I hate her, and I'm having everyone behind me wear them.
Right. Allow me to speak plainly.
I think you should be done right there with divorce. You hate each other.
Hey, dude in the white wig, hit the gavel. Get me the fuck out of here.
But
no one needs to leave the country, basically.
Right. So after these 4 days, Judge Poobah Uber, whatever he is, Chancellor Atherton, says he believes that the marriage is not irretrievably broken and refused to grant a divorce.
Spend an evening with them trying to decide what to watch on Netflix, and then you say that.
One of the reasons he cited was gay marriage.
Totally.
The conclusion reached by this court is that Tennesseans – oh, this is Tennessee. It ain't Kentucky. Tennesseans have been deemed by the U.S. Supreme Court to be incompetent to define and address such keystone or central institutions such as marriage and thereby, at minimum, contested divorces. So he's saying, well, if we can't even decide what marriage is,
right,
we can't decide what divorce is. So
I actually like this.
No divorce for you.
Oh, yes. If we're deciding that Tennesseans, the Tennesseanese, they're incompetent, well, maybe they're incompetent, too incompetent to own a gun. What do you think about that?
Right.
No more guns in Tennessee.
Okay.
What? I think that's a great point. Yeah, fuck everyone. By the way, download Crab Diving on iTunes. Right. And go to if you want to go buy something on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com, access our portal.
Right.
We'll take you there.
No charge.
Nah.
Wide open always.
Oh yes.
Dee-dee-dee. Gaping for you. Oh, yeah. Gaping's too far.
Come inside.
Buy shit on on Amazon or go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and
totally.
Go to our website, click on the Amazon hole, and we get a little taste, a little nibble. We appreciate that. Or if you are just too busy to read a book and you'd rather have someone speak it to you,
yes,
download an audiobook. They're great for driving.
But that's not the same as reading a book, though.
But they're awesome and amazing because you can get them at Crab Diving.
Oh, yes.
At Audible. Go to crabdiving.com/Audible.
Right.
And download 2 free books.
Yes.
And you get to keep that shit even if you don't stick with the Audible.com.
Yeah. But seriously, I have a question. If someone says...
Are you going to shit on our sponsor?
No, no.
Okay.
No. If someone says, I listened to All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yes.
Is that the same thing as I read it?
Yes.
You get the same credit? Really?
You're listening
to it.
Well, if you have a story read to you when you're a kid, does that not count?
Yeah, but you're
as
a kid
knowing the story?
And you can't fucking read.
Not always.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know. No, go to Audible and get an audio. Sorry. It's just not like you should get credit for reading the book. You listen to it. It's totally different. It's not like reading it. Like if you get all the way through War and Peace, right? Big book.
Right.
Do you have the same respect for somebody that read the whole book or somebody that listened to it?
Both. Shh. You're putting in the hours.
I want you to shut up right now.
You're putting in the hours, right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Unless you play it like chipmunks.
Right.
That's how about this contestant.
The Atherton Chancellor Atherton is defending his decision.
Right.
He's refusing to discuss it, though.
He's a character on Deep Space Nine, right? Chancellor Atherton.
Chancellor Atherton.
Gaping hole.
The Bumgarners.
Okay, that's right. Bumgarners.
In their petition listed irreconcilable differences and inappropriate marital conduct.
Oh, right.
As their two reasons. And the judge says that the inappropriate marital conduct was never proved.
God, what? What do you want?
People are being forced to stay married.
God damn it.
Against their will. What the fuck
is happening.
What is wrong with this country?
Kentucky sucks, or Tennessee sucks. Well, they both suck.
It's a legal document. We don't give a shit. This has got to be this is religious based. We don't give a fuck about your religious definition of marriage.
I don't care.
This is a legal document. Yeah. Let these people go.
Right. Well, I follow Aquaman. What about the tenets of Aquaman? What about, and how that relates to the fucking law?
Aquaman let these fuckers divorce.
Aquaman doesn't give a shit about marriage. All he does is swim around and talk to the fucking fish telepathically, which I think that'd be just about the only way to talk to the fish underwater if you think about it. The fish.
Well, you could do sign language.
Fish don't have. Oh, that's true. They don't have. But they don't have hands. Well,
fin language.
It's a one-way conversation.
It's like waving flags or something.
It's a one-way conversation.
It's weird, too. Like, a fish looks at you. It doesn't get eyes on either side of the head. So, how's it? The fish is constantly doing this. Do you think the fish is like, oh, this eye is sore, and then goes to the other side?
I'm going to rest this eye for a while.
Oh, yes.
There's the Huckabee goes on for like 7 or 8 minutes. But at one point, he even says, that this is painful, that the government is treating the detainees at Guantanamo better than Kim Davis.
I highly fucking doubt it. Are they doing anal rehydration?
Yeah, right.
You remember that came out in that report?
Yeah.
You're into...
You're into anuses.
Mary. She's into nutrition. She's right. Certified by Cornell University as a
plant-based nutrition.
Oh, right. Do you do any of that enema stuff?
I've had colonics done, yes.
What is
a little butt flush, yes.
But like, is anal? What's the worst thing about anal rehydration? How does it work? Explain it to our listeners.
Are you talking about Guantanamo?
They did that in Guantanamo. They're refusing. It came out in the torture report.
Don't
know exactly what the they did there.
They're on a hunger
strike. I can tell you about a colonic. It's probably a little less torturous.
I don't know.
Was it
pleasant?
Get out the garden hose.
I mean, they fill up your colon with water and then you just...
Let it go.
Let things go.
God, how do you even? What do you gotta have?
Are you in like a baby pool or something?
I was about to ask.
Is it in a kiddie pool?
Do it in the backyard.
Do you really want me to talk about it?
Do you do it in a hot tub?
No, they put a tube in your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then it flushes.
And it's
through.
A clear tube because they're like, oh, look, you had carrots.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They're like, oh, and that's an infection. And that's, I'm like, it all looks like poo. Yeah.
Why is there a crayon coming out of Mary?
You don't need to know.
Barbie doll. So we also have Todd Starnes, by the way. I can't play any more of him. Because it's a big long clip and I can't find where it is.
He is just an asshole.
Todd Starnes said, perhaps one day students of history will read not only letters from a Birmingham jail, but letters from a Kentucky jail.
Oh.
So he's comparing Kim Davis to Martin Luther King.
I can see how they would do that.
Let's take that seriously for a second. Okay. What are the differences?
Must we?
I mean, let's talk about the differences. And then once we pare away all the differences, we can see the ways in which they are identical.
Let's see. The differences being...
Yes.
One was fighting to expand the civil rights of oppressed group of people.
Don't focus on that.
And the other one is trying to oppress people.
Right.
And not
hold it back.
Right. One had dressed better.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. What are the...
No, there's no difference. They're going to rename a street after Kim Davis? I bet you. I bet you fucking anything.
Sure somewhere.
Someone is naming something after her. What's going to be named after her? Like a monument? Right. A library.
We named it after Kim Screw Denali.
Right.
Let's name it after Kim.
I want to go to that. Yeah, Kim Davis. I want to go to that city, open up a gay bar and call it the Kim Davis Lounge. Why not?
Why don't you open a comedy club?
They call it the Kim Davis right. in Kentucky.
You Ugh. Could do a Christian comedy. Oof.
Oh, yes. There are people that do that. I know people that do that.
Christian comedy.
They make a shit ton of money. That's where the smart money is.
In preaching to the Jesus people, right? Yeah,
down in Orange County. That's where they are. They're kind of weird.
We've got a story, another story from Tennessee. This is a local mom.
Fuck you.
Patty Kincaid
hey.
Is her name, is now homeschooling her fifth grader,
of course,
who she ripped out
yeah.
of elementary school.
Hey, Junior,
well, she
mommy's
should.
Gonna make you stupid
because of Common Core.
What is that exactly?
Common Core? Is a standardized educational system where they're trying to have everybody kind of be at the same educational level, that so that it's a benchmark kind of thing, so we can say our fifth graders are this smart, our seventh graders are this smart, our ninth graders are this smart.
Okay.
Detractors say it's taking away that people teach to the test. Then it takes
right.
away from individualized education.
Yes.
And then proponents say it's really not that bad.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know that much about it. That's
what is this dipshit lady going to teach her kid? Like, she's going to be like, oh, honey, Billy Bob, come here. I just got my Betty Crocker cookbook. Right. We're going to go through today.
Right. How are these people qualified? How dare you? You think everyone in the South, please.
Has a Betty Crocker cookbook? Yeah. I do.
It's not vegan friendly.
One of the reasons she took the kid out is she says, I'm involved with Tennessee Against Common Core. I want to actively educate people about what the Common Core is and some of the parts of Common Core that are most offensive. One of the most offensive parts
okay.
is the Islam content
what?
That is within Common Core.
Oh, I see. Oh, right, right. Probably the other part where they teach the earth is fucking round.
She was upset when she learned that seventh graders were learning in a social studies class.
Yes.
About the existence of Islam okay. as a religion.
Jeez. Now, how many people are into this Islam? Is a lot?
A billion?
Okay. So maybe.
Or so.
That could be a valid thing to study. So walk around like a fucking dipshit.
That was the last straw to her.
Right.
That they were going to present this Islam.
God damn it.
And they weren't going to tell the kids that it's the spawn of devil, of Satan.
We evolved from an Islamic monkey.
They're our enemy.
Right.
So she ripped her kid out of school. She's also written a children's book.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Called What's Right.
What's Right? Why?
Featuring a patriotic beaver named Stumpy.
Named what?
Stumpy. Oh,
she picked the beaver.
Stumpy.
She went full beaver.
Oh, God. Stumpy. Is there a picture of Stumpy? Stumpy the beaver?
No picture, oh, sadly, of Stumpy the beaver.
Stumpy.
When asked if what she objected to about the course material, she admitted that she hadn't seen it or read it.
Oh, God. I love it. She doesn't even fucking know.
No. But I heard from other parents, she said.
Yeah.
But she's going to – she wants to teach the opposite of what they're teaching her kid, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But she doesn't actually know what they're teaching her kid because she didn't fucking read it.
About 2 weeks ago, I was contacted by some parents in Kingsport.
Oh, shit.
Who were distraught because their children were asked to bring towels to school.
For
so
what?
The kids could do some prayers from the Islamic unit they were on.
I love it. Oh, I love it. That's great. I want to listen. I think there's something awesome. If they went to school and they actually converted all those kids to be followers of Islam, that would be so great. They went home to their redneck.
That would be awesome.
Mommy, I have to pray to Mecca right. now. What?
Assalamu alaikum.
That's the best.
according to an organizer, they're putting together a protest.
Fuck you.
They say they're going to get 100 at the Vance Middle School.
Hey.
Happening this morning, apparently.
Oh, shit. We missed it.
We don't have a live update from Vance Middle School in Kentucky.
Crab diving live update.
They say they're going to have a silent Christian protest.
That's the best kind. Hey, why don't you take it one step better? Make it silent and don't even go.
We're going to have one with a silent Christian protest with signs and a banner.
Sweet.
Banner.
But they're going to do it. They're going to do it at 7 a.m. because they want to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to interrupt the children's school day. Our aim is to educate the parents, not keep the children from learning.
But that is the point of a motherfucking protest. You're supposed to disrupt something to make your point. If you do a protest when it's convenient for everyone involved, then it's kind of a shit protest.
You're just in the way. Man, oh, I do have a picture
of
Stumpy the Beaver.
Ah, Stumpy!
What's Right, written and illustrated. Oh, she drew it herself. By Patty Kincaid. Presnell in Cade. Kincaid is her name.
Now, you know, I don't know. You know, is it just me or does Stumpy, I don't know, a little head tilt back in his eyes?
You look a little,
I think.
Stoned? Gay? Yeah.
No, I was going to say stoned.
Oh.
He looks baked. Stumpy looks stoned. It's pro marijuana.
Somebody posted on her page on Facebook.
Yes.
Which is What's Right by Patty Kincaid.
And
I think they might be one of us because they posted, I desperately need a Stumpy the Patriotic Beaver t-shirt.
Yes. I do too. I think Stumpy's gay and stoned.
Stumpy the Patriotic Beaver. So
I think,
there you go.
Can we, if there are any animators out there, can you make some, I think we should flood their Facebook page with pictures of Stumpy blowing somebody.
It's a children's book with political themes promoting patriotism.
Yes.
By illustrating the importance of working hard.
Like beavers.
From a conservative viewpoint.
Chewing logs. That's what beavers do. They build dams.
They do.
Which are bad for the environment.
If you want to buy it, you can go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can buy
Stumpy.
Stumpy.
Well, beavers are bad for the environment, right? Because they dam up the water and they fuck up the spawning habits of fish.
Right. At times, there's some beaver shenanigans.
By the way, speaking of spawning, did you see the picture that's going around?
The fish that jizzed on the president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He was up in Alaska.
Yes.
At some remote fishing village. And one of the reasons he had to do this, did you see, was that he was at some like fish filleting station or something out, some Inuit fish filleting station, or Inuits, I don't know, whatever their native
Eskimos.
Tribe is.
I don't know.
And he was like, okay, well, go ahead, show me what you do. And they all looked at him and they said, well, we can't. And he's like, why? No knives.
Oh.
They took all the knives away from.
Oh, because of the Secret Service.
Well, right. Yeah. They're not going to let him stand next to Obama with an 8-inch
fucking
call. You know, that's it. So he's like, he looks over at his Secret Service. He's like, come on, guys. He's like, how do you fillet a fish? How am I supposed to see what they do without their knives?
The Secret Service is a big pain in the ass.
And then he, at one point, picked up a big, I don't know, what is it? What kind of big fish?
Oh, yeah.
And
trout.
And all of a sudden.
A trouser trout.
All of a sudden, a whole stream of great stuff came shooting out of it.
Yeah.
And
that fish was backed up.
Yeah, all over his shoes. And the president.
Really? On his shoes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's disrespectful.
He said it hit his shoes. And he said. The woman, he said, it got me, you know, something about spawning. And then one of the women said, he was happy to see you.
Oh, my God. How could the Secret Service let that happen to our president?
Right. They were worried about knives.
Right. I tell you, with the Secret Service, you know what you're worried about. Hooking up with hookers up there in Alaska. Isn't that their thing, the Secret Service? They go on these trips and they all get hookers.
Right. Yeah, there's been some shenanigans going on with them. apparently having a little bit too good of a time.
Yeah.
When the president's out. Which I, you know, if it doesn't affect the next day, I'm okay with. Pay the women.
Oh, absolutely.
Pay those ladies.
Yeah, that's what happened. They didn't pay.
The heinous Jesus. Bullshit they got to go through with you.
That fish wasn't paid anything he put out.
Right.
You think that? It was like, hand him that one fish. He's a real squirter.
Right.
That bass. Come on. That bass did it on purpose. Please. You know what I mean? How many times? I've never even heard of that happening with a fish.
What do you mean?
I've never heard of a fish like
jizzing, you know, all over somebody when you pick them up.
I've never experienced that.
How many fish stories have you heard in the past year?
I don't know.
None. There you go. That's all probably why you never heard.
Your brother lives up in Alaska.
Oh yeah, it happens all the time.
It means
Jeffrey, let me know at crab diving.
My foot got pregnant from a carp.
Now, if you get molested by a fish and you become pregnant, is there an exception to that? Can I abort my fish baby?
Right. You're a baby killer.
Give birth to a fish kid.
I guess word is that Kim Davis, we have breaking news here.
Oh, no.
that she considers the licenses that were issued today as invalid.
Who cares what you consider, you idiot?
I don't know what that means.
You're fucking fired.
I wonder if that means, like, does she have the authority to declare them invalid?
Contact the chancellor!
She says she has no intention of stepping down from her job. And I think somebody on the telly today said that she could be in there for up to 18 months.
Oh, shit.
And then they can start over.
Oh, my God. Oh, even if she says, yes, I'll do what you say, I'm sorry for.
Oh, no. I think once she abides, they'll let her out. But,
I mean,
if she continues to sit there and say, I won't resign and I won't sanction gay marriages, her ass could be in there for 18 months. And then they have to, I guess, revisit the whole thing.
Oh,
and then he can slap another one on her, I think.
I got a friend who spent a little time in jail for a DUI, and I guarantee you, like 1 hour into that experience, he would say anything to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But she's probably having an easier experience, right? I mean, do you think she's...
She's probably not having a rough time.
She's
that rough of a time,
She's in isolation?
Right. I don't think she's in Gen Pop.
Well, plus, who would want to bang her?
I don't know.
She doesn't make you want to go all Sappho on her?
Sappho.
Please.
But, I mean, what do you think's going on in the women's prison in Kentucky? I don't know. She might be a looker.
Same thing that's going on in the men's prison in Kentucky.
Right.
A lot of sexy time. Probably.
She's probably not famous there.
No. You're right. Although she's been married four times in a county of 6,000 people. I mean, she's married a significant percentage of the population of her own county.
She's like Larry King.
That's another thing. 6,000 people in this county that she is the clerk of, and she makes $80,000. How busy is this office? She's got six deputies.
Yeah. What the fuck is she doing? I mean, honestly, what goes on there that's so...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how many permits do you have to give out for, oh, look, another above-ground pool request?
Right. Although, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, we had a video posted.
Right.
Of a comedian. This is a funny video. Apparently,
This is great.
Out in Kentucky and talking about Jesus sighting and stuff. It's a funny video. Go to crabdiving.com to witness it. But I've already forgotten my point.
You were talking about the comic. She posted a video to our page, and she was sitting right across the street from the courthouse, correct?
Yeah, there was a point I had.
What was her name, the comedian?
Cindy Foster,
Cindy Foster, very funny. Book her for your events out in Kentucky.
Funny comedian.
Is that the video you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Cindy Foster is her name. Yeah, Cindy Foster comic is her. Cindy Foster comedian is her Facebook page.
Right.
A lot of people are commenting saying, belly laugh and stuff like that. So go to our Facebook page and join ladies and germs.
And she said that someplace near there, Moorhead, Kentucky is like...
Oh, that's the point. Right. That's where I was going before the drugs kicked in. That she was saying that Moorhead, Kentucky, which is where they're at,
yes,
is apparently a gay...
it's a gay Mecca.
Vacation destination.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Chamber of Commerce website or the Moorhead, Kentucky.
Moorhead.
you had me at Moorhead.
Right. And
is your bus coming?
But they apparently have a significant amount of antique shops or something. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the lure is. Why are allegedly gay people?
Imagine?
Aside from this would be the obvious. It's like, fuck that. I'm going to go, give a little twist to the Christian panties.
Yes.
And
flick at the nipple.
Visit Moorhead.
Right.
Yeah. Why not? We go check out some antiques.
You think there's a road trip right now?
You think there's a pride parade?
Yeah. A pride parade.
In Moorhead.
And you can buy a really sweet weather vane. At the antique store. I mean,
Moorhead.
What?
Oh, I thought you meant a Moorhead commemorative one.
Oh, yes.
What would that look like?
God, I thought that was a sound effect.
It is.
Did you make that on your own?
Is
that
cricket?
Look at that.
I have some talent.
I think we found her skill.
If anyone needs to rent me out.
And she does voices, too.
This one makes a cricket sound.
Right.
$7 a week. Oh, see, now but can you do that? You see that? You hear all the different varieties? You only do one. Yeah.
Can you do a sea of crickets? What else is going on out there in the world?
Right.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen, coming on the bottom of the hour. If you're listening to us live, thank you for downloading us. Don't forget, if you go to iTunes or if you go to Stitcher, hey, leave us a nice review. Give us as many stars as they'll allow you to squirt at us. And leave a positive review. We really don't hate our listeners at all, despite that first review on iTunes.
God, that review really sucked, too. I almost want to read it again for people.
It was an angry person who was not real happy about us. Donald Trump is in the news. I guess I spoke too soon about the 17 members of the clown car. And only two, because now it's 14-3, I guess, because Donald Trump is saying that he's not going to stick up for Kim Davis. He says, we are a nation of laws. We're a nation of laws, and she's going to have to go to jail.
Okay, so now we're in a world where we're going to agree with Donald Trump.
Well, it happens.
God,
that broken clock syndrome thing.
This
man
wants to build a wall between us and Mexico.
And Texas.
Yeah, I believe. By the way, I'm for that. Let's build a big dome over Texas. Can we saran wrap the state? Somebody get a pillow, hold it over Texas until it stops moving. Somebody abort Texas.
I've got a story of this is one that you would think would be on the fucking Onion, but it actually happened. There are some there's a group of mobile games or video games.
Oh, yes.
That were created called Playing History.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one called The Vikings Playing History. There's one called
Borsky, Borsky, Borsky.
I don't know how much fun this one is. The Plague.
Oh, boy.
Not quite sure.
God.
Well, this company called Serious Games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has been. Now, trying to defend itself on the social media.
Fuck you.
Before it, I guess they deleted their accounts. because they put out a game, Playing History, called Playing History Slave Trade.
Who wants to play that?
Slave Trade was intended to teach children ages 11 to 14 about slavery in the 18th century.
It's my favorite game.
Now, for most of the game, I guess you play a young slave.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. Serving on a ship.
What kind of slave? Wait. What are we talking about? Like, you know, like dom kind of slave, like submissive sex slave?
No, not the fun, not the fun safety word slave.
I'm going to lock you in this box.
No safety words in this one. But there was one segment that particularly has drawn ire.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Seriously.
Well, listen to this. Because there's one segment where your job as the game player,
yes,
is to stack slaves in the bottom of the ship Tetris style.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
They start slaves start coming to the ship. Jesus. And you have to move them quickly.
What the?
And find a place to stuff them in the hold of the ship.
Oh,
what
God.
Is wrong with people? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my God. Shut up.
We'll put the screen cap on.
Oh my God.
You know, it's horrible. I'm laughing in horror.
It's
unbelievable.
No one is getting along funny. With anyone. You know what I mean? There's no hope for this planet. That tells me there's no hope. We need to build an ark, get off this planet, and start a new planet.
Well, they've kept the game, but they've removed the Tetris level.
Oh, okay.
Of the slaves being dropped
Jesus
into the ship.
Christ.
Quote, apologies to people who are offended by us using game mechanics to underline the point of how inhumane slavery was.
Okay.
So they're saying, I guess they're trying to say.
Whatever.
That it shows the horror of slavery.
Fuck you.
I mean.
Those dickbags.
They're not being ironic. No, they're not making a comment.
Right. Yeah. And they're dehumanizing these people by turning them into little Tetris things.
And
bend and twist to fit
and
into the whole ship.
I fucking resent the Tetris thing. You know, obviously it's racist.
You're a Tetris fan.
It's fucking horrible, but yes, I love the game Tetris. I play a lot. And I've often wondered why Tetris hasn't written me and said, hey, listen, the scores you amassed, they're amazing. Thank you so much for playing our game. But I can't imagine using that game for evil. That's just so fucked up.
This is really messed up.
So he says the goal was to enlighten and educate,
right.
Not to get sidetracked discussing a small 15-second part of the game.
Okay. Yes. It's a game where you take people and you stack them in the bottom of a ship. But that really happened. It really fucking happened.
They also removed the scene from the official trailer.
Oh, okay.
Of the game.
Congratulations. You're a real progressive.
But apparently not that many people noticed because they released it in 2013. People are just now.
Is this a popular game?
No, obviously not.
I mean, those people,
The reason it went on Steam. Steam is the big online video game behemoth where you can, you know.
Steam.
You get your games put on Steam. It's a big deal.
Meet me in the Steam room.
So somehow these games got moved over to Steam, and okay. That's when people, I guess, started downloading it. Like, what the fuck?
Look at this.
Seriously.
I mean, even it'd be racist for gamers, because you know the gamers, they play with their headsets on, and they say racist things to each other. Everybody knows
that. Yeah,
it's a whole creepy community.
Yeah.
But this offends them. That really says something.
I never heard the N-word more.
Really?
Than playing Call of Duty, yeah.
Jeez. Don't let your kids, like, if you have kids, don't let them fucking put the headsets on and chat with these pervs.
Seriously.
And play these first-person shooter games, which are so fucked up. As a vegan, are you against first-person shooter? Let me ask you something. Are you against the use of anything living, even if it's in a video game?
No.
Like, will you not play Duck Hunt?
No, I can see where you're going with this. No,
are you a virtual vegan?
For
also?
Myself, I don't believe in killing anything,
even if it's digital.
Oh, she's perplexed.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you an e-vegan?
I've confused.
I'm holding back all the profanity I want to say right now.
Let it out, you know.
You release that.
It's a form.
Release the hounds.
Yeah. I'm all right with digital killing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm also okay with kicking other people's asses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Jace, you heard it here. Violent vegan.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you do know that it is Friday here on Crab Diving, which means it's time for the Billboard Hot 100, according to Billboard.com, coming in at number 5, Major Lazer, DJ Snake, Lean On. Skipping.
Okay, seems too
skipping.
This song sucks. Major Lazer. No, this song sucks. Fake artificial snapping sound. I don't like that.
You're not not into fake snappers.
I like real snapping. The fake snap is snap. Like,
how do you know they didn't stand there and record those snaps?
I need someone to lean on. They just hit the Casio button for snap. What musicianship? No, really, you know what I mean? What musicianship is involved in that? What skill? It's just snap. I played a snap.
This is the number 4 song of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you.
The Weeknd.
Oh, God.
With The Hills. The Weeknd with The Hills at number 4.
What do they record? They send in a tin can and record that? I mean, it's like, it sounds like it's a million miles away and I can barely hear what they're saying.
I think that's the effect they were going for, wasn't it?
Generally irritating.
At number 3.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that song?
No.
I saw you over there bopping your head to it.
I saw you bopping your head over there, too.
Or you were having a seizure.
Everybody, no more seizures.
Coming in at number 3, ladies and gentlemen, we like this song.
Nay, 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 whip. Nay, 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 nay,
whack, 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 whack. Whack, whack.
This is Silent Toe with, go ahead to Stanky Leg.
Stanky Leg.
Stank.
Now break your legs.
Violent.
There's children breaking their legs.
It's a dance.
Over this song.
It's a dance.
Sad.
Stank
your leg.
Then he does the aborto.
Alberto. Aborto?
Yeah.
Kill that baby. Kill that baby.
Beetle chop chop. Coming in at number 2, ladies and gentlemen, is OMI. Last week was the number 1 song. This week, dropping. Kinda. Oh, okay. Dropping number 2 from number 1 is OMI with Cheerleader.
Those are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm prepared? Or what made you feel like cheating? I'm like, not really close. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
And again, we think that the meaning of cheerleader in this song, we don't have a comment yet from the artist, that it may not be a literal cheerleader. It could be a figurative cheerleader in your life, like a crystal.
What if it's both?
What if it's both?
It could be a cheerleader who's also a
crystal.
A supportive of your life. It's, yeah.
Dual meaning in this song, complicated.
It is. Coming in at number 1, ladies and gentlemen, none other than The Weeknd with the second song in the top 5. At number 1, I Can't Feel My Face.
And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful.
I like to break it down.
The same forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't want me.
Skipping.
Yeah, I like this part.
All I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be enough. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come.
Oh,
They shoot okay.
The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
There's Jim Baker at the end.
Yes. Pudding.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The top five on the Billboard Hot 100. I can't feel my face.
I can't sit on my face when I'm with you.
From The Weeknd.
Feel my face. Sorry, guys.
The Weeknd.
Congratulations,
everyone. What the hell does that mean?
What, The Weeknd?
I can't feel my face.
When I'm with you?
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
What do you think it means?
What does that mean? I don't
know. What does it mean to you?
I mean, the guy is fucking weird.
Hey, why don't you go to the doctor, dummy?
Are you judging on the number one song of the week?
Maybe it's a song about Lyme disease. Isn't that what happens if you get bit by a tick? You get facial paralysis. Numb?
Yeah, muscular
like
sclerosis.
Like the late great Daryl Oates.
You bring out the MS in me,
Daryl Hall. Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Daryl Hall has Lyme disease.
Right.
Motorhead.
Motorhead. What's your price for flight?
It's Night Ranger. Didn't have shit to do with Hall and Oates.
Or Motorhead.
No. Daryl Hall, honestly, he suffers from Lyme disease. Maybe this song is about Lyme disease. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I like it.
Lyme disease?
It could be.
When you get bit by that tick, you get facial paralysis.
We got a few minutes left here on the big show, ladies and gentlemen. Crab Diving Friday, weekdays for 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific for your ear holes.
5 p.m. Eastern.
One of the big news, some of the big news coming out of the...
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The 2016 Republican primary, ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump.
Go fuck yourself.
The current leader.
Eat me.
Has been getting, I don't know, a little bit of backlash from yesterday's revelation that he signed the agreement.
Tremendous.
The pledge that he would not bail on the Republican Party if he doesn't win the nomination. But yesterday he was on a... right-wing nut job radio.
Fuck you.
Conservative radio host, Hugh Hewitt.
Oh, my God. What a puke.
And here is a little bit. This is Donald's flipping his wig because of this little interview right here.
Me.
Hold on. There we go.
Are you familiar with General Soleimani?
Yes.
he knows what's coming.
That's awesome.
Here's what I don't understand. In that moment, if you're Donald Trump's little person, in that moment, don't you Google that guy, Soleimani? You just say, look, that's who he is right there. Here's his wiki page. That should be enough time, right, to figure out General Soleimani, right?
Right. You think he's fast with the fingers on his his device?
Donald Fast Fingers Trump. That's what they called him in college. That's what his call sign was at Top Gun school.
Are you familiar with General Soleimani?
Yes. go ahead. Give me a little. Go ahead,
tell me. He runs the...
Yes. Yeah. Sure. Right. General Soleimani. Doesn't he have a restaurant down on Fifth Avenue? It's great. They have great falafel. I love it.
Love the falafel.
Tremendous.
No falafel for you.
But go ahead. Give me a little. Go ahead. Tell me.
He runs the Quds forces.
Yes. Okay. Right.
So convincing.
Yeah. The Quds.
Oh, sure. Right. 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 Right.
That guy.
I love them. I love them.
Do you expect
and I think the Quds, by the way, have been horribly mistreated by us.
No, not the Quds. The Quds forces. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards Quds forces. The bad guys.
Right.
Do you expect?
Not the Kurds, the Quds forces.
Expect his behavior to change. Right.
Which, by the way, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about either. I mean, I've heard the name Soleimani.
General Soleimani. Who the fuck is that?
He's one of the bad guys.
Okay.
Soleimani.
The sucks.
Kurds are kind of on our side.
Yes.
Fighting against ISIS.
Duh.
ISIS.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Hey, think about this. We bombed the living shit out of Iraq,
yes,
in the Middle East. No one knew anything about those people.
Right.
Zero. But we blew them off the face of the fucking planet. Right. It's arrogance. It's so disgusting.
Yeah. We don't like the drones here, Mary, if you're here on crab diving.
Right. We don't know. We don't know from Kurt. Okay. Nobody knows any of these people. But they're fucking, you know, lighting them up.
But we're also not running for president.
Oh, we aren't.
So you would maybe know the basics.
If we ran for president.
Is what people are saying. Now his...
Would I be vice president or would you? Would you be the front of the ticket? Or the...
Please pet you. You're...
Oh. Fuck off.
We'd have to let our voters...
I'm sleeping in my fucking room. You know what I mean? I'm on an air mattress. This one's like, oh, please, pat you.
Sorry. You, Ryan.
I want to be vice Until president tomorrow anyway. Night, at least. If I want to be vice president, though, because I want to be able to go out and do stand-up dates, you know?
You're saying that vice president doesn't have that much to do?
I am so sorry. I was going to be like 2 years in. I'm like, hey, Pfeiffer, we need you in the war room. Where is it? I don't have no idea where it is.
We need you to go to a funeral. Where is he? He's doing the chuckle hut in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, and if I was Trump and somebody asked me who General Solamonte is, I'd be like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Who cares?
Vice President, you know? Pfeiffer.
Go fuck yourself. Soleimani, what do I look like?
Yes, no, not the Kurds. The Quds forces, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, Quds forces, the bad guys.
Right.
Do you expect his behavior to change as a result?
I thought you said Kurds.
No. Quds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said
Kurds. He's like, I know who the Kurds are. I thought you said Kurds.
Yeah.
Kurds. Because I think the Kurds have been very poorly treated by us here. Go ahead.
Agreed. So Soleimani runs the Quds forces. Do you expect his behavior is going to change as a result of this deal with Iran?
I think that Iran right now is in the driver's seat to do whatever they want to do. I think what's happening with Iran is, I think it's one of the, and I covered it very well. I assume you saw the news conference. I think Iran.
I've covered this already extensively, I assume.
You know what? Honestly, this guy, this Trump, I've been listening to these clips. And this is how I'm talking to people from now on. I am not taking shit from anyone.
Take anything from anyone.
I know. It's a brilliant way to argue with people. Change the subject. Yeah. So what? You're right. I'm a dickhead. Now let's talk about you.
You're right. I have to be a dickhead.
Right.
It's good business.
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else. Right.
Isn't that what I've been doing all week?
Right. You're a fucking tyrant.
Throwing crystals around.
Follow Mary at Judgy Vegan.
Yeah. And Crystal Holder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. An angry punk rock yoga person. Yeah.
.com. Yeah. Namaste.
Yeah. Go buy a couple more blue crystals.
Mix balance with rage.
Right. And, well, but they're all changing you. You know, those are like history questions. Do you know this one? Do you know that one?
I don't believe in gotcha questions. I'm not trying to, you know, quiz you on who the worst guy in the world is.
Well, that is a gotcha question, though. I mean, you know, when you're asking me about who, you know, who's running this, that is not, I will be so good at the military, your head will spin.
That's his policy. I don't know these guys' name. This is a gotcha question asking me who this is and who that is. Hey, listen, I'm going to be the best at the war.
Right. We have a guy with the mentality of a used fucking car salesman.
Seriously.
Dealing with our nuclear weapons. Does that not worry anyone?
At one point in this, he says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find the General MacArthur of today. We're going to put him in the Middle East and he's going to take over. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best. It's going to be done.
It's almost getting...
I'm going to put up a hotel.
Right.
Put my name all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah. He's going to... Trump's name will be on the White House.
The White House, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And hey, listen. If we elect him, then I guess we deserve... There's no way he's going to win, right? There's no way he's ever going to be president.
I can't imagine.
Because if he wins a nomination, to me... I remember what happened with Gore and Bush. That's too scary. He can't be the nominee of the Republican Party. It's got to be because this guy's too nuts. He's a lunatic. He's batshit fucking crazy. Your head's going to spin?
He said.
Who talks like that?
At his press conference yesterday, the only way for the Republicans to win is if I stay as a Republican and get the nomination, and then I go up against whoever the Democrats put up.
Oh, God.
Hillary, she's terrible. She's terrible. And I'll win and I'll be president.
I mean, he's going to choose a secretary of state.
Yeah.
And everything. I mean,
and the Attorney General and the Secretary of Education.
Right. Oh, shit.
Which I don't know if he wants to get rid of. He hasn't.
Oh, it's terrible.
He doesn't talk about any. Listen,
I'm going to do education so good your fucking head's going to spin. Hey, I'm gonna
people are going to be so fucking educated.
Hey, you're going to shoot a load right in your pants. Hey, I'm going to be so good you're going to shit your pants. You're going to shit yourself. Your head's going to spin. You're going to shoot a load in your pants. Even your eyeball's going to pop out of your fucking head.
So Trump was a buddy of this right-wing nut job radio host.
Oh, yeah.
And now today.
Not that much.
Here is an interview of Trump talking on Morning Joe.
Oh, God. Yeah. This guy, this Morning Joe guy is a puke.
Yeah, Joe Scarborough is kind of a puke.
Gross.
Here is Donald Trump. Here is his opinion of the radio interview he gave yesterday.
Yes. Not about the Quds Force, but about the Iran deal. You're the only candidate in the field that I know of who has actually been forthright in saying that you would basically work with the Iran deal. You said, I've taken bad contracts.
Listen to this. I don't know who this is.
Dickhead McGee?
It's not Scarborough himself. It's some other guy. But listen to how lavishly he's running his tongue over Trump's taint. I mean, God damn. How is he getting these syllables out?
That is like, that's an image, you know, like in that, what is that, Marco Polo movie, 1200 BC, if you're a, you know, disgraced Chinese shogun, whatever the fuck.
Right.
You might, after that image, you might just want to run a fucking saber through your gut. That's disgusting.
Work with Lavish. The Iran deal. You said, I've taken bad contracts whole career and made them work. It sounds like you're prepared to accept this deal if it goes through and work to implement it rather than trying to undo it. Have I got that right?
So Trump, you know, one of the problems that they have with Trump is that some of the shit he says makes sense.
Right. Like some.
Like the Iran deal. He's like, they're like, well, you hate the Iran deal, right? And you're going to rip it up the minute you get into the White House, like these other assholes are saying.
Right.
And Trump is like, well, you know, I'm going to work when I get in there. You know what I do? I make deals. Yeah. I make deals. I'm going to look at the deal. It's a bad deal. I'm going to get a better deal.
Mr. Trump, what do the Chinese say?
We want deal. We want deal. You heard that, right?
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. Donald Trump was giving a speech, and he said, the Chinese love me. The Japanese love me. I've done deals with all of them. They don't care. They come into the room. They look at me. They say, we want deal.
Oh, my God.
Right. I mean, it's unfucking real, man. Yeah. He's nuts.
So here's a little more.
Pull my finger.
Here's a little more.
And work to implement it rather than trying to undo it. Have I got that right?
Well, you do have it right. And, you know, by the way, when you say Quds versus Kurds, I thought he said Kurds as third-rate radio announcer that I did a show. It was like, every question was, do I know this one and that one? And, you know, it was like.
Listen to them. Everybody is laughing their asses off because he's like, you know, this third-rate radio host who's like nationally syndicated.
Oh, yeah.
This third-rate radio.
Well, like, you know, Mary just said, oh, my God, let it go.
Right.
Fucking go. Oh,
see, that's why it's scary. He ain't going to let it go. There's going to be some dignitary from some fucking country that's going to come over here. He's going to say something. It's going to piss him off.
Bring me to football.
Hey, fire up those drones. It's going to light a motherfucker up.
Great for the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're so glad he's still
You think
in.
So?
We're so happy he's
we'll
still
We'll get
in.
A visit from the black vans.
Negotiating with Japan. Negotiating with China. When these people walk in the room, they don't say, oh, hello, how's the weather? It's so beautiful outside. Isn't it lovely? How are the Yankees doing? Oh, they're doing wonderful. Great. They say, we want deal.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm just kidding.
He makes his eyes.
You see the face he's making. We want deal.
I can't believe he didn't put his, like, he didn't do like an overbite thing, you know?
Oh,
he didn't go straight. What was Jerry Lewis's thing? He did, like, an Asian character.
Bring back racism.
Right. Well, that's, yes, please.
Bring it back. Come on.
show. It was like, got you. Every question was this third-rate radio announcer that I did a show. It was like, got you. Every question was, do I know this one and that one? And, you know, it was like he worked hard on that. But I thought he said Kurds. And I do think the Kurds, by the way, I do think, well, we're on it. I do think the Kurds are not being utilized properly and not being treated properly by us.
The Kurds. Meanwhile, they're showing a clip of when he made his announcement and he came down that ridiculous escalator.
Yep.
And do you think, you think Melania for
best first lady fucking ever.
For
fabulous.
When they're doing stuff like this, do you think she might have conservatived it up a wee little bit?
No.
But she's wearing a total off the shoulder thing.
Come on.
A little bit of belly showing.
We talked about this before.
I mean,
the big breasts
like
that.
that
he paid for.
Look at those yayas. Listen, it's going to be, see, only first lady that's ever appeared in Playboy, right?
I don't think she did Playboy, but she did,
like, you know.
You can see her tits on the internet.
Right.
There you go. Try that with Nancy Reagan. Google Nancy Reagan. I defy you to Google Nancy Reagan tits and see what comes up. ladies and gentlemen, lots of class here on Crab Diving Friday.
Yeah.
Did she die of
She's still here.
Oh, okay.
She's still with us.
Oh,
didn't she die? No.
I thought she's alive. Okay. It's not a good day for Nancy Reagan on this show.
Thanks for joining us, Mary Manglaris from Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
Where do you do your punk rock yoga?
I haven't. It's been so shitty in the summer. I can move.
You can go find Mary in downward dog position somewhere near you. you're not on Twitter or anything?
Right.
No.
She's a total civilian.
No, I'm actually putting together a whole website and everything pretty soon for Punk Done Yoga.
Okay.
There you go.
Do like corporate and private.
Okay. Corporates and private.
She'll touch your privates corporately.
Follow her on LinkedIn.
Right.
Mary Manglaris.
Don't forget, everything and everything is at crabdiving.com. All of our social media, all that shit. You can listen to episodes of this and every other great program here on the network at crabdiving.com, at iTunes and Stitcher. Tonight, 8 p.m., a brand new sparkling episode of the Hollywood Hick Mother Truckers.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Pacific, 11. Did I say 8?
You said 8.
7 instead.
Right.
11 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast.
And at 8 p.m., the Daily Upper Decker, our sports show.
A rerun,
yes,
of the Daily Upper Decker.
But nonetheless, listen.
Nonetheless, we're going to be here next week, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, there's going to be some comedy done by Ryan Pfeiffer if you're in the Los Angeles area this weekend. Tonight, the Bomb Shelter at the Hollywood Hotel on Vermont in Los Angeles. And then tomorrow night, Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At the amazing Lotus Lounge.
1135 North Vermont.
Find out more of the deets. Go to at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back next week, mofos.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oops.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.